T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I just wanted to say this is the greatest show the Kansas City's ever had.
All right, welcome back. Good to be with you on this Monday afternoon. Coming up next hour, a story that I never thought these words would ever be used in the same story, explosive diarrhea and slip and slide. We'll get to that in the 4 o'clock hour of the program.
I can't wait.
Got me here a Stop the Planet, I'm Getting Off story. This is from the New York Post. Have a merry day off and a happy day off. That's the message from the school board of Randolph Township in Morris County, New Jersey, which unanimously voted last Thursday to remove holiday names from their academic calendar following an uproar over renaming Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day. Now holidays like Thanksgiving and Memorial Day, as well as Jewish holy days like Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, will simply be listed as day off on the calendar.
Oh, God.
If we don't have anything on the calendar, we don't have to have anyone with their hurt feelings or anything like that, said board member Doreen Roach. Another board member, Ronald Conti, reportedly said before the vote that, I don't think it is the board's responsibility to be naming these holidays. Either take them off or just adopt whatever the federal and state governments are doing. Some residents objected to the idea, but Christmas is now just listed as day off, New Year's Day, day off, Memorial Day, day off, Indigenous people, or Columbus Day, day off.
It's just a day off. We're not going to tell you why. Celebrate on your own.
Eventually, will kids just not even know what these holidays are? They're just going to be like, well, I get a day off. I don't know.
All right. Now let's get to this one. Headline is Garth Brooks' Kansas City show sells out. What are the best seats now reselling for? Garth Brooks' concert August 7th at Arrowhead Stadium sold out within 24 hours. Tickets went on sale on Friday at 10 o'clock on Ticketmaster. Fans quickly claimed all the seats on the field and in the lower two levels of the 76,000-plus stadium. As of 8:30 on Friday night, only a few dozen upper-level seats remained, and by Saturday morning, the concert was sold out. The tickets are now reselling.
Lay it on me.
$9,200 for on-field seats.
$9,200 for one. I assume that's for one.
Yes. Tickets, by the way, for Garth Brooks through Ticketmaster were $94.95. On Saturday morning, online resale operations were listing tickets for as little as $66, and many for even less than $100, not including fees. But on the other extreme, on-field seats were going for as much as $92. $100.
What do you think?
I'm torn on this one, to be honest with you. Number one, if you're...
Free, open, capitalistic society.
It is, but the problem with it is there are companies or, you know...
Robots.
Yeah. Who log in to buy up these tickets before you get a chance with only one purpose, and it sure as hell isn't to be front row at Garth Brooks and hear Friends in Low Places. It's to snag those great tickets in the front away from you and then resell them to somebody who's willing to dish out $9,200.
Remember, the initial tickets were sold for $94.95.
I mentioned that. $94.95. I don't know if there is a way for an artist to stop this. Now, it's my understanding Garth Brooks put a limit of 10 tickets per buyer.
I believe that is correct, yeah.
Well, all you have to do to be a buyer is, it's my understanding, is to have an email address. Is that correct?
Yes, you have to have like a Ticketmaster account, but you could make a bunch of Gmail accounts, and so you have separate Ticketmaster accounts through those Gmail accounts.
Okay.
I don't know how you stop this. I thought Garth Brooks was one of the artists who tried to stop this many years ago. This is not anything new because he was ticked off that this was happening. But I don't know how you stop it. You know, the internet is a thing. It's here. You would have to shut down somehow internet access and go back to the old school stand in line.
Are you telling me I have to go drive to a hen house?
Yes, yes. Remember, that's how we used to do it.
I know.
But it was more fair that way, wasn't it? Where you would stand in line at a, some family video stores had them, hen house had them.
Hen house, you go to the Ticketmaster outlet at hen house. People would line up every morning, on the morning of the show, or even the night before if it was a really big one, and you just wait in line outside a hen house. And then next morning it opens up,
it's
and I'm
really,
going to Iron Maiden.
If you want to stop the fraud, if you want to call this fraud, or if you at least want to stop the gouging, that's how you have to do it. You have to get people to go back and stand in line.
Now, who's going to want to? I would do it.
It would cut down on the gouging. It wouldn't stop it because you would still have people that work for third ticket sellers.
Yeah.
Standing in line, buying 10, buying 10, buying 10, buying 10.
Just getting back in line
and
over
then
and
physically
over again.
But it would take them longer. And there would be no electronic way to short circuit getting your tickets.
But Sam, you have to remember when the way that Dana's describing it, where we would line up to buy these tickets, if it was a big show like a Garth Brooks, there would be people camping out 3 or 4 days in advance.
Right.
Dedication.
You know what? The last time I ever saw something that reminded me of how we used to get tickets was when new iPhones were coming out.
Yeah, and people wait in line. The last time I waited in line like that was Elton John at Ames Cyclone Stadium in Iowa 25 years ago. Was the last time I've gone somewhere, waited in line, and you know,
you probably couldn't get it on the internet.
Yeah, as soon as the tickets opened up, the guy pushes this button, and we ended up getting fifth row.
Remember when you would call Ticketmaster? And, of course, it would be as soon as the lines open at 10 o'clock.
Yeah. We need to go back to old school.
I mean, you didn't have to be there in person. You could call Ticketmaster and give them your credit card information over the phone. But you had to be on the phone. You couldn't just have some robot jumping in and grabbing 10 tickets here and 10 tickets there.
How different is this from ticket scalping, say, at sporting games? Because there are laws against that, but nobody listens to them because nobody ever gets caught.
Well, in Missouri, if I'm not mistaken, and I don't know if the law has changed, but it used to be it was against the law in the state of Missouri to sell a ticket for more than what was on
face value.
Yep. 576-7798. Would love to hear your thoughts on this. Either way you look at it, it's wrong. The question becomes, should it be illegal? Selling a ticket for $9,200 when you had no intention of going, you suck as a human being or a robot. But you still suck. You're taking the fun out of it. Now, if you're willing to pay $9,200 to see Garth Brooks, and by the way, I've seen him, he's awesome in concert. But if you're willing to pay $9,200 for a Garth Brooks, you are a fool. And a fool and their money are easily parted.
So who are we to say that... you don't pay $9,200. I mean, someone will pay that to be right down front.
576-7798. Dana Wright, Scott Parks on KMBZ. So the Garth Brooks concert at Arrowhead Stadium on August 7th sold out within 24 hours. It's going to be the biggest crowd Arrowhead has ever had, ever. By the way, he sold out Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska in record time as well. They have 86,000 seats at Memorial Stadium, and that doesn't even include the ground, the field. That sold out in 75 minutes. Resale of some of the Garth Brooks tickets, which, by the way, sold on Ticketmaster for $94.95 all-inclusive. Some people are now selling those tickets for $9,200. Worst part is some people are actually paying it. Now, the question that we're posing to you at 576-7798 is, how do you stop it? Or do you even bother trying? If somebody's willing to part with $9,200 for a front row seat at Garth Brooks, that's their problem. But the person who's selling that ticket for $9,200, I would offer, had no intention of ever going to the show.
So back in 2019, lawmakers renewed a push for legislation to set new rules for how tickets are promoted and sold. The so-called BOSS Act, in all caps, would bring transparency and regulation to a $9 billion ticketing market that they say is, quote, badly corrupted. The market for tickets to live events resembles the Wild West, bereft of any regulation and order, with bad actors around too many corners making a living ripping people off. That was in 2019.
But aren't you allowing yourself to be ripped off?
They're
not pulling the money out of your wallet. You're giving it to them.
But I think what the lawmakers are saying is this is a consumer protection issue.
Okay.
That you should not be gouged to that extent when bad actors are using technology to gobble up all the tickets on the front end.
Let's go to Jacob in Independence. Hello, Jacob.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I was just going to say that a lot of, you know, we kind of pay a fee every time we buy tickets anyway, you know, convenience charges and stuff like that. If they just wanted to control the price of a convenience charge and then make everybody who's selling a ticket, that's the max that they can charge over face value. I mean, I hate convenience charges, but it'd prevent $9,400 resale of a $95 ticket.
How?
That being said, I do have a family member who got the way that the tickets were run, where you randomly got a seat. She chose to go by herself and got a very nice seat, very close up front on the field. Can you really blame her if somebody's willing to pay $9,400 for saying, well, yeah, I'll give this up to have a nosebleed seat that I can buy for $200 and I still have this huge profit?
It's what you have versus what somebody's willing to pay for what you have. But again, in the example that you used, the person who would have the ticket that might be willing to sell it for $9,200 had every intention of going to the show in the first place. These tickets, I would argue, are bought with no other purpose than to gouge you. But going to see a Garth Brooks, see, this is where I'm on both sides of the fence on this one, which bothers me. It is gouging, but it's not a necessity. It's not like gasoline or water or groceries. You don't have to go see Garth Brooks.
So Congress actually passed something in 2016 that was supposed to make it illegal to use bots to circumvent limits on bulk ticket purchases. The new BOSS Act would tighten up some loopholes in that act. But Scott, I still think robots are buying those tickets, aren't they?
They absolutely
There's
are.
There's no way. Yeah.
Bill and Gladstone might have an interesting idea. Hello, Bill.
How you doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, the only thing that I can come up with is to treat these tickets like airline tickets, and only the purchaser can use them. That's the only way you're going to stop the secondary ticket market, and I don't think it'll ever go, you know? But,
It's
supply and demand.
Like, you're Bill and Gladstone. You're saying, like an airline ticket, you would buy it as Bill and Gladstone, and your name, Bill and Gladstone, would be on that ticket, correct, and only you could go see the show.
Correct.
Okay, but let me, what if I was buying the ticket as a birthday gift for a friend and I didn't want them to know? And I'm not looking to go to the show. They just wanted to go to the show. Now, if you were to say,
well,
I
can, you could tell Ticketmaster, put this name on the ticket.
I see. Okay.
And then give the recipient that information, saying you have to show your ID because your name is on the ticket.
But it would have to be in a circumstance like that, Bill, because I do like your idea. It would have to be, I'm buying them for you, okay? Let's say for Christmas. I'm buying two for Bill and Gladstone. It would have to be Bill plus one kind of a ticket, right? Because I have
right.
no idea
I
when I give it to you
anything.
Who you're going to take. Right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right, my friend. I don't dislike your idea. I think it might work.
From the text line, fair question. I wonder what kind of taxes that person has to pay on their $9,000 profit. I'm sure the IRS would like their cut.
I'm sure the IRS is never going to know about
yeah,
that.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I want to know if this act was supposed to be passed in 2016 to prevent the electronic gouging and gobbling up of the tickets. Did it stop any of that, or is this just something that's on the books that's not being enforced at all?
Let's take a quick break for the news, and then we'll get back to more of your calls and your comments. Dave, and Jacob. Got two Daves and a Jacob and one line open at 576-7798.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I've been roaming around, always looking down at all I see. Painted faces fill the place.
All right, we're discussing this story in the Kansas City Star. Everybody knows Garth Brooks is coming to town on August 7th. He's going to play Arrowhead. Sold out in 24 hours. Problem is, I think some of the people that bought the tickets really didn't have any intention of going to see it, and now they're reselling these tickets for $9,200. Yes, that is the free market, maybe, at work. And if somebody's willing to part with their $9,200, shouldn't they have that right? But what about, I just want to go see Garth Brooks. I'd like to get a fair shot at a front seat without having to compete with a robot who's basically flooded the line. And you don't have a fair shot, let's be honest.
No, you don't.
Your chances of getting front row at Garth Brooks are slim to none. Now,
what's it worth to you?
Unless, right, unless you happen to have $9,200 and then you can go alone. You have $18,400, you can bring a friend. Let's go to Dave in Odessa. Hello, Dave.
Hello, good afternoon to both of you.
Good afternoon.
I just went through paying some very high prices for some Chiefs tickets. I bought them last night for the Chiefs-Packers game, and you guys have mentioned before how you know, people are willing to pay that price, which I did for very good seats. But what I think should be looked at is what Ticketmaster and these other ticket companies are charging for the service fees. Because
yeah.
when I looked at my total, it was unbelievable. I thought they added an extra ticket to my and I looked on there. They charged $180 per ticket for a service fee. And that, I mean, I had to pay it. I did not want to. I paid $750 a ticket for very good seats at Arrowhead right behind the Chiefs bench.
Yeah.
50-yard line. I'm willing to do that. But that's ridiculous that they're making that much money on that. And I don't know if there's any regulation for what a company can charge for that or not. I don't know. But that to me seemed very outrageous.
The Chiefs go through Ticketmaster to sell their tickets?
Yes. It's on the it's called NFL Ticket Exchange. I just did it last night.
Huh.
And the seats right next to me, there's two seats right next to me that we're selling for today. They're up to $1,000 per seat. And last night I paid $750. So it's a commodity. They've seen an increase of people buying them. And, you know, I don't know if they're waiting to see if Aaron Rodgers can play or Love. They don't know. So I went ahead and got them, which is a fairly good price because $1,000.
It's amazing, though, Dave, and good for you that you got tickets and you can afford it and you're going to the game. But it is amazing to hear somebody say, I paid $750 for a seat behind the Chiefs bench, and I got, quote, a fairly good price, end quote.
Sam and I were looking these up a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, I'm out. It's going to be a great season, but you're going to pay to be there.
Kiplinger writes on a story about all the hidden fees. They're not hidden, but the extra charges. They list, you know, like when you rent a car, all these other things. Event tickets. Online ticket sellers like StubHub and Ticketmaster often tack on a service fee or connection fee in addition to shipping charges. For example, admission to a Big Bad Voodoo Daddy show in New York recently cost $25 on Ticketmaster. But they throw on a $7.75 convenience charge, a $2 facility charge, and $2.50 for shipping. That's on a $25 ticket. They threw on an additional $12 in charges.
I never understood the convenience fee for buying tickets
convenient
online.
Convenient for who?
Well, because you're making it more convenient for them.
Right.
I'm doing everything on a computer. I'm not making you staff any phone.
Yeah, it's so much easier for them. They don't have to hire somebody. They don't have to do the paperwork. They don't have to do any of this, and they're making you pay for it.
I like the old days where you used to have to go down to Kemper Arena and stand in line with everybody else.
And you didn't have a convenience fee.
No, you paid what? The ticket was $25. You paid $25. Dave in Liberty. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Scott, you just stole my thunder. That's exactly what I was going to say. We have allowed technology to ruin the most simple things in life, and that's being able to buy a ticket and go to a concert. Because there's somebody with faster hands and automated robots that can do all that stuff for them, and they grab up all the tickets. You want to make this process fair? Garth Brooks doesn't play that concert until August 9th. Every Saturday this summer, from June to August, you set up ticket sales at Arrowhead Stadium, and you make people go down in line and stand and get their tickets. And you will get your tickets, and you won't get ripped off, and you won't be cheated out of being able to get it. I agree 100% that's the way it should be done. If people really want those tickets, they will camp outside Best Buy on Christmas Eve or Black Monday or whatever day you want to call it. They'll camp out for 3 days to get a big screen television. They'll camp out down at Arrowhead to get Chiefs tickets. You want the tickets? Earn them the old-fashioned way, just like you said, just like we used to do. We'd go down, we'd stand in line, we'd get our tickets, and we'd delay it that we got the seats we wanted.
And you were out there hanging out with a bunch
socializing.
Of people who are who have the exact same interests that you do, at least in one regard. You all want to see Judas Priest or Mariah Carey, whomever it is.
Right.
And you're all just sitting around going, oh, man, I can't wait. I'm so excited about Mariah Carey, blah, blah, blah.
Because for most people, Scott, most people, what do you see? One or two shows a season? Not, and I don't mean you. You're a huge concert guy.
Yeah, but the average person probably goes
to a show or two a year. The average person is one to two. So would I mind standing outside once a year for the one show that I want? No. I'd rather do that than have to pay $9,000 to go see somebody. I'll stand outside all day long.
I don't dislike the idea of every Saturday. Well, hell, every day. Put them on. Start putting them on sale on a Saturday, and then every day through the date of the concert, you can swing by this location or that location and get your ticket.
Yep.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Businesses would sign up to take it, too, just to get the additional foot traffic.
Because once you're in there, well, I might as well buy a gallon of milk or whatever. Yeah.
Man, that watermelon looks really good.
Here's the only way to change it. When the fans demand it and the artist does it.
Yeah.
Garth is somebody with enough, you know, pull power
that he could say, this is what we're doing.
My tickets will not be sold online. You will sell them at Arrowhead Stadium starting on, you know, Monday, the 14th of June through the date of the show. Of course, it would never last that long. You'd have a line of cars in Arrowhead parking lot right now.
Then why don't they do it?
I don't know. And the Chiefs have done it. They still do it, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong on the text line. You know, Jackson County taxpayers get first dibs on certain Chiefs tickets, okay? And they still have to show up, or at least until recently, they still had to show up and prove that they lived in Jackson County.
Bring a water bill or an electric bill and your driver's license
with your address on it, And then you would buy the tickets at the box office at Arrowhead. I love the idea of the in-person ticket buying, but only the artist can do this. And you would drive companies like Ticketmaster almost out of business. Kay in Olathe. Hello, Kay.
Hey.
Hi there.
I'm calling about the legislation that Dana mentioned that she thought they had passed to help kind of prevent this.
Yes.
So they did, and I can't speak for every company, but there is a local ticket company that they hire dozens of people, and they sit on the computer and buy tickets just like you or I would.
Right.
So it's not necessarily bots. It's just dozens of people that work for that company that have the time to sit there and hope that they're one of the lucky ones to get through and buy their 10 or whatever the minimum is.
So that's one way they're getting around it.
There's got to be another way around that, too.
Yep. Well, I don't know. Is there? How? Yep. How would you stop people from doing that? In every system, you know there's going to be people who figure out a way to cheat the system.
It comes down to the accountability of the company.
All right. Well,
but if you're company A, and they're also in town as company B, C, and D, and everyone is doing that, are you really going to be the company to say, oh, that's not fair? We won't hire people to go snatch up tickets.
It's one
thing. Of course you're not.
It's one thing, though, for you to have to pay me $100 to snatch up 10 tickets online real quick. It's another thing if you're going to make me go stand out and camp out at Arrowhead for 3 days.
Right.
You're going to pay me $100 to camp out for 3 days? Forget it. No way. 576-7798. Bill, Jim, and the others, you guys hang tight. You guys are next. Dana Wright, Scott Park, Sam Stevie III on KMBZ.
I came to dance, 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 dance. I hit the floor cause that's my plans, 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 plans. I'm wearing all my favorite brands, brands, brands.
All right, real quick, we'll grab Bill and Independence, and then we're going to move on. Hands, hands, hands. Bill, hello.
Hey, I'm here. There's a simple solution. I think Garth wants everybody to have a good chance of having a decent seat.
Yeah.
And that's why they're all the same price. Why don't everybody buys their seats? So 80,000 people buy seats, and you get a ticket in the mail or on your phone or however, and they don't know what your seat number is until you go to the gate and scan it.
Oh, like a surprise.
Little ticket lottery.
Like a box of chocolates.
So, but none of them are scalpable because you don't know what you're going to get.
I love you, man. The artist would probably have a problem with that because it would limit their ability to sell those tickets at a higher price.
Surprise, you're in the very nosebleeds.
I mean, if I'm willing to pay $200 for front row at Kiss, I better not end up in the rafters
right?
for that show.
This just came in on Facebook from a dear friend of mine, and I was trying to figure out what the scam is here, and then someone explained it, so I'm passing it along to all of our listeners, Scott. She says, the convenience store scammers are out. Beware. One hit me up tonight around 5:30 last night. Okay. They come right up to you. They're working in pairs. And they tell you a story and ask for cash. This was a woman. She spoke very softly, and I couldn't hear her. She was, like, straining to hear her. Like, what do you need? She says, I then realized this was a tactic to separate me from my car. The girl even pulled out paperwork that she claimed was a diploma from Johnson County Community College as some sort of proof that she's not a scammer. Who walks around with their diploma on them, by the way? I said no thanks and walked away. She was in a yellow car. I warned the other drivers around me. And while I was driving out, she made another loop looking for a gullible person. Generally, they have a story about how they just need a bit of cash to get from here to home. Beware at the gas pumps. Here's the scam. You're at the pump, Scott, usually on the other side, not the driver's side, usually on the passenger side. And you're pumping your gas. You're watching it tick up. Oh, look at that. Look at the price of gas these days. A woman comes over. Now she has your attention. She's got a piece of paper. She's like, look at this. Look at this shiny object. I just need $20. So, of course, you're going to be like, I'm sorry, what? You can't really understand her. She's speaking softly. So now you're really trained in on her. What? While she's doing that, someone else is on the driver's side door of your car, crouch down, they open the door, and they steal your purse or anything you've got in your car, your wallet.
Well, then thank God for me, my gas pump's on the left side.
So you're on the driver's side.
I think a lot of cars are actually on. There are some that are on the right, but a lot of them are on the left.
But you understand why they're trying to get your attention.
It doesn't matter if it's left or right. They could still separate you from the
Correct.
Car.
And so up until about a year ago, I always left my bag in the car when I pumped gas. And one day, one of these crimes was caught on tape where you can see the woman creating this distraction. It's usually a woman. And then the guy she's working with comes around and crouches down, gets in your car and takes whatever.
Broad daylight.
Broad daylight. And since that time, my husband said to me, oh, I always take my wallet and my fob with me. Because the other thing they can do, if your fob's in your car, is just slide in that driver's seat, Scott, and take off with your car.
You know what else they could get? Your phone.
Sure.
I
think they're after more than your phone. I think they want the wallet, the credit cards in your wallet, maybe your phone, or your car.
A good safety tactic is to just close your door and lock it while you're pumping gas.
I never did that, Sam, until my husband said to me one day, oh, I never leave my fob or anything in that car. And he said, I always lock it. I said, before you gas up, yes.
I do it every time. Yeah.
Lock your car.
But here's the deal, man. Nobody ever approaches you while you're pumping gas with anything but trying to rip you off. Give me a break.
Well, had a man once ask me, he said, I just don't quite have enough for gas. Can you come over here and swipe your card on my side so
no,
I can put $5
no,
in?
No, I cannot. Hang on, wait. Did you?
I think I went in and got him like $5. I didn't let him swipe my card, no. I'm like, I'm not coming over to your side over there.
What'd you say, Sam?
I had a lady tell me she ran out of gas and that she needed a little bit of money to get to Texas, which doesn't make any sense, by the way. And then she got in her car and drove away when I told her no. And I said, I thought you ran out of gas. Clearly, you have plenty of gas because you just drove away.
I had a lady come up and say to me, this was at the BP over there at Johnson and Knoll, came over to me while I was pumping gas, and she said she needed some money for food to feed her family. I said, I'll go in, because I was pumping gas. I said, I'll go in, and I'll buy you some food inside the store. What would you like? And the fact that I was going to buy the food, not give her the money,
right,
apparently set her off. F-bomb Central came out of her mouth telling me where to go and where to stick it.
Yeah, and while she was doing that, somebody was probably crouched down and ripping you off on the other side of the car.
Amazingly, that day I couldn't find my wallet.
It's just odd. This is the brilliance of this scam. This makes me mad. You want to help. Like, if someone is coming up to you, you want to be engaged and be like, I'm sorry, what? What do you need? Yeah, they're ripping you off right behind you when she's doing that.
Love many, trust few.
I personally want to be a jerk in those situations.
I can't hear you. Speak up, you crazy lady.
And my car's locked because I listen to Dana and Parks. I'm onto your scam.
All right. When we get back, these words we never thought we would have to say in the same sentence: explosive diarrhea and slip and slide. Oh, but we will. When we get back here on Dana and Parks.
In a champagne supernova, a champagne supernova.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.